The hidden note for Monday, September the 8th, 2014. So I'm recording on the back porch. We have tile down as opposed to concrete. Patty got her nephew to put some new lovely tile down. I don't know how it's going to affect the recording. I mean, the concrete before the slab wasn't exactly the most sound absorbent of materials, but I can't imagine the flat tiles are going to be too helpful, but I'm recording out here just because, I don't know, I feel like it. It's getting a little cooler this week, and so it's not as bad. It's not as, I mean, it's still humid, but it's not as sweltering heat at night out here as it has been for the past couple months. So, having a little bit of rain. Don't know if you can hear it, but, you know, night noises, rain noises, it's kind of nice. So, today, I took some first steps. I think I posted a little bit about some of the kind of feeling I had about work lately. And it's kind of a time to make a choice. I'm not going to badmouth my company. It's, you know, they do what they do, and I just feel that where I am and what I want to do in life, they don't meet the needs, they can't meet those desires and dreams that I want. And I don't think I'm prepared to be the type of employee they need me to become to stay with them long term. I have friends, even besides my direct manager, who has been with the company from when I first started working. Let me go back to the beginning. I have a habit of telling points in the story that require a little bit of backstory. So I've been working for my company since 2009 this time. I worked for them originally from February of 2007 to October of 2008. They had decided to switch their accounts payable software provider, and that required the team I was a part of in Tampa to be downsized. No harm, no foul, you know, that's business. And a year later, I came back to the company when they decided to make another major accounts payable change. It was kind of interesting. And for many years there, I enjoyed the work. It was very fulfilling work. Now, don't get me wrong. When it comes to accounting, I'm still not sure how I ended up in the career exactly, at least long term. I know it ties heavily into the fact that, well, Patty has always been in the, you know, accounting, money, mortgage fields, and, well, that was kind of the direction she pushed me in when I started looking for work. And I needed the push, I needed the shove to get rolling somewhere. And so, for the past 10 years, that's been my career, accounting. And I have not really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed some of the work, but it's not who I am. Honestly, my favorite part of the work is the few times I actually get to write some stuff for it. The few guides I've written, the few projects I've assisted in, they're a lot of fun. And so, getting to the top of the topic, I've made a choice today. Well, I made the choice over the weekend, but today was the day I enacted. Mostly because I ended up staying home today because, well, we ate something Sunday night that just, it kind of put both me and Patty into a little bit of a tailspin, so with being home with kind of a bug, today was a good opportunity to start. So I went ahead, I updated mortgages, wow, that's a complete mental slip. I updated my resume, I updated my online profile for pretty much the major recruiting websites, and started reaching out to a few folks. I haven't heard back from the temp agencies I've talked to, but that's not really a big surprise, because it is Monday, and from my experience with temporary agencies, that is the worst day to contact them, because most of the people are helping to set up new teams, or dismissing people, or things like that. So Monday's a pretty hectic day, I'm not surprised. I expect to hear from probably, if not tomorrow, Wednesday. If I don't hear from Wednesday by lunch, then I'll be calling him. So, but I've decided to start looking for a new career. I am, of course, looking in the field I've been accustomed to, the accounting fields. But I'm also trying to look into the technical writing fields. As I said, that has been my favorite thing I've done within the corporate world, has been technical writing. Well, that, I kind of really enjoyed vendor maintenance, but I got to do technical writing while I was doing vendor maintenance, so there was a lot of fun there. It's, I don't know, I enjoy nonfiction writing as much as I enjoy fiction writing, so long as it's something that I have a good grasp on, a good understanding of. Whenever I've picked up technical writing projects for, you know, work, I always made sure, I didn't want to just jump in and start writing for, so I always wanted to make sure I had a fantastic grasp on what the software I was using did. I wanted to make sure that, you know, as I looked over it, as I, you know, could understand the software, that when I wrote about it, someone who had never picked it up before could just get up and go. And that has been some of my favorite accomplishments. Yeah. Let me give you a good example. So a little bit over 5 years ago, I used to work for one of the top 10 banks. I worked in their mortgage division, although I didn't work on loans themselves. We worked in essentially shared services. It was essentially a support center, it was support backup for the mortgage divisions. And we got a lot of the projects that were like the maintenance things that the other areas needed done, but didn't have the manpower to train someone to do it. They were kind of minor tasks that had to be done pretty much once or twice a week, sometimes once a month. And it kind of felt our department to kind of nip up these loose ends. Well, the policy that that particular organizer had on how she wanted to run projects was she wanted us to be kind of a round-robin approach to working these things. And since there was like something like 8 or 9 people on the team at any given time, it ended up being about a month before you did the same thing again. So you would do it 1 week, and then 3 or 4 weeks from then, you and someone else were doing it again. We worked in pairs. And so you had this knowledge gap when I first got there. And I was only a temp the entire time I was there, but you had this knowledge gap of, it was something I noticed within my own skill set and within the other people in the group skill set. The first day you got back to doing the assignment, it took you forever to do it because you spent half the day relearning it. Because it was, the kind of 4 major assignments we had were vastly different. So you couldn't really use the knowledge from Project A with Project B. They were completely different systems. So what ended up happening is I got tired of having to relearn the same thing for 2 days every week. And I could tell everybody in the group was getting frustrated too. It was not a good system, because you had a few people who were, I guess you could say, SMEs of certain things. Like, they were the ones that, if you didn't remember how to do something, you ask them, they'll let you know, no problem. But they would get bogged down with these questions and not be able to get to their work. So I saw a need, and I ended up cooking up some documents on how to run the different software we were doing and what the general principles you were trying to reach with each project. I convinced my team lead to try these out. She did. And it went from 2 days on average from people to learn this stuff to within 2 to 3 hours of Monday morning, they were off the ground running. Within a month of us starting that, we started taking on more projects. I had to write up another guide. That ended up happening about a month before I left, actually, because I almost gave away the bank. There's a lot of them that start with that name. So the bank, it didn't have, at the time it was going through the whole hiring freeze, especially the mortgage division. 2009, we were definitely still in recovery period, if not in the deep thralls of shit getting real. So the opportunity to get a long-term employment, especially in that department, was pretty much nil. Most of the people in that area had been in that area for close to 20 years. Even through different purchases, they were essentially had fulfilled the same positions for 20 years. So None of them were quite at retirement age yet. And the sad part is, because I made them so efficient at doing the work, they dismissed one person a month after I'd gotten the guides done, one of the temps. And writing was on the wall that they were probably going to get rid of the other temps. I had made the division too efficient to be willing to justify the temps. Kind of good that I managed to get on with my current employer after that time, because I had basically trained myself out of a job. Oops. But that happens. And honestly, I hold no ill will against that, because that means the organization's being more efficient. That's one of the things I hate at corporate America, is I hate when companies are needlessly inefficient. Now, don't get me wrong, I understand needing to have coverage, I understand needing to make sure you have enough people to do every job, but that's kind of one of the complaints I have about my current position, is we have a policy of any piece in any job. It's not actually a term we use, but I'm trying to avoid the official terms we use. Essentially, what it means is anybody in shared services should have the skill set to do anybody else's job in shared services outside of the managers or team leads, and even team leads to a certain degree. Essentially, I'm expected to know how to do every minute project and detail of an accounts payable job, and accounts receivable job, and cash application jobs, and shared service specialist job, and vendor master job. The list goes on. Essentially, it's this huge knowledge base that it's frustrating trying to maintain. And the problem is that because we have so many different things to do, and we don't have any kind of extra time to get done these extra projects that would help us long term, I haven't been able to write the type of guides recently that I know we need. We have PPBs, policy procedures, and all that, but that's not really a training document. It's a good thing to have to, you know, remember the rules and regs, but it's not something that can actually teach you how to do the job. Well, that's always been kind of a flaw I've always felt with the company. Now, don't get me wrong. When it comes to the field, because I'm talking corporate level when I'm talking about my job. When it comes to the field, when it comes to the branches, when it comes to maintaining the equipment, when it comes to training in terms of safety, maintenance, all that, the technical stuff the field needs, our company is tops. You know, we do great in that. We do great in education. We do great in training. You know, we make sure our people in the field know exactly what they need to do. And they're the money makers, and so policy is to support the money makers. So corporate doesn't get as much. It doesn't get as much in terms of training. It doesn't get as much in terms of tools. It doesn't get as much in terms of professionals who had the skill set to teach. Now, when it comes to training, that is a skill. That is something. Just because you know how to do a job doesn't mean you know how to train someone in the job. You know, that takes talent to train people. And I've known some people who have been excellent teachers, who have been understood the concept of, you know, teaching people as a group, teaching people as individuals, understanding different techniques that people use to learn. Even people who don't necessarily have the degrees or anything to back that up, just the people who have just the natural talent to communicate ideas in constructive ways to get people the concept they need to understand to fulfill a job. And my corporate office does not have much in the way of that. You have a lot of inconsistencies in terms of practice. You know what? Let me take a step back. Getting a little too emotional present here. So I think I'm going to require a certain higher level, a little bit of editing with this maybe. We'll see. I'm going to re-listen to it if I think it's okay. Because, again, I'm not trying to badmouth the company. I understand where the company's coming from. I understand where the company's going. And for what their current vision is, it makes sense. It's not my vision. It's not what I want. So, I'm reaching out, and I'm going to continue to reach out. I'm going to continue to try to find new things. I'm also going to look more heavily into technical writing as something professional to learn. All of my technical writing skills have been hands-on, but I imagine that any potential employer is probably going to want me to have some certifications or at least some training or some, I don't know. I don't know because I haven't studied what it needs. But it's something to look at, something to consider. And worst comes to worst, you know, technical writing skills can translate possibly into future projects. You know, maybe not necessarily with corporation, but maybe just to help me with blogging or help me with, you know, even my fiction. Help me to kind of build up my comprehensive, you know, analytical skills. I don't know. But I want to find out. So, and I think that's going to be it. I think I'm going to head off for the night. I'm going to go give this a listen, make sure I'm not saying anything I feel bad at my job, because again, you know, I'm fine with where they're going in terms of what they want to do for themselves. It's just not for me. So I'm continuing to work hard at my job. That's one thing. That's one thing I've seen with people who have left the job that I do not want, that I do not like. Because I've seen people when they go to switch jobs and they just get this I don't care attitude, this, you know, well, this job doesn't matter anymore, so I don't need to do a good job. No, that's wrong. That is the wrong attitude to have. I care deeply about doing a good job. Probably one of the reasons why I'm kind of interested in leaving this place, because I feel like where I am, I can't do as good as a job as I think I should be able to. And I'm going to continue to rock as best I can, you know, over the next couple weeks or months, whatever it takes to find something new. Because that's what I'm there for. I'm there to do a good job. I'm there to be supportive and to be a good member of a team. So, with that, I am going to head off. I'm going to go give this the edit pass and then post it. Oh, a quick update. Last Saturday, we did not record the Shadowrun podcast. We did do a test recording of the Transdimensional Cafe podcast. And Wednesday, we're going to do another test recording of the Transdimensional Cafe podcast. I talked about it earlier with the Darnies of Podcasting. It's that podcast series that me, Dakota Lewis, and Andrew Eckhart did a couple years ago. And I want to get back into it. So we did the test recording. We like it. We definitely have some kind of rough spots to kind of work out. That's fine. Wednesday, we're doing the full cast. See how that works out. And if all goes well, we'll post. Excuse me. Sorry. If all goes well, we will post Wednesday's episode. If not, you know, it'll be another week, and that's fine. So, either way, I'm eager to see what the future holds. But for now, bye-bye.